7DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 55. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 28. High of 54. Tomorrow, cloudy.
Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has come out publicly to try and intervene in the termination of Title 42 at the federal level. As WIBW reports that the Attorney General's office officially filed to intervene in federal district court in order to prevent the termination of the Title 42 immigration policy, saying it has slowed the rate of undocumented immigrants seeking entry into the United States. According to Derek Schmidt, they say Title 42 is one of the last tools to help control the chaos at the southern border. And without the intervention, he says the policy will cease to exist on December 21st and dramatically worsen the border crisis going into the Christmas holidays. According to the Kansas AG office, they say lifting the policy could result in a surge of near 18,000 migrants a day who attempt to enter the country. The former Trump administration, along with the current Biden administration, had used Title 42 due to the recommendations from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC has since tried to rescind that policy.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence. 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
It's a Thanksgiving tradition to watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade, but this year it was special for one individual from Kansas, as Wichita resident Stevie Mack was part of the dancing group Radio City Rockettes, best known for the annual Christmas show, where she said she had dreams growing up to become a Rockette and has advice for those wanting to pursue their dreams.
Never give up and trust the timing, because for 7 years I auditioned and kept wanting this job, and then finally when the time was right, I got the yes, and it was the most rewarding yes I could have ever asked for.
That audio from KWCH News. It was Mack's second season with the Rockettes and her first time performing at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. In other news, one woman has been found dead in Marysville, Kansas. As Cake News reports, the event happened overnight on Thursday when a 911 call was placed to the Marshall County Sheriff's Office requesting medical assistance for his wife. After further investigation, police have arrested 66-year-old Gerald Brown for first-degree murder and was booked into the Marshall County Jail. Formal charges are pending as the investigation is still ongoing.
Get $70 via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission with purchase of four new select BF Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. All other new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires qualify for a $50 reward card or virtual account. Offer valid through November 28th. Up to $70 back with qualifying purchase at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Adams Industries has officially created a food trailer to try and help individuals for the Food Bank of Lincoln, as they've officially dubbed the trailer to be named Hometown Fresh, as the food bank is able to travel and help out those individuals in need across the state.
It is absolutely overwhelming to arrive here this morning in Sydney and to get the full look at Hometown Fresh in this form, to receive something so generous, and it's beyond the trailer. It is the hours and hours from multiple skilled hands contributing to this project. It is overwhelming and truly inspiring. I mean, it is going to allow us to feed thousands of neighbors, and it just doesn't get much better than that.
That was Michaela Kumke, the president and CEO of the Food Bank of Lincoln, on Panhandle News Channel, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office investigating a homicide that occurred early Thursday morning north of Marysville. KBI assistance was requested shortly after 3 a.m. Tuesday. Agents and the crime response team responding. Investigation indicated that around 2:30 a.m. Thursday, a 911 call was placed to Sheriff's Dispatch from a male at 1070 Granite Road in Marysville. The man requested medical assistance for his wife. When deputies arrived at the home, they entered and found 57-year-old Jennifer Brown dead from apparent gunshot wounds. She was pronounced dead at the scene. After further investigation, Jennifer Brown's husband, Gerald L. Brown, was arrested for first-degree murder. He was booked into the Marshall County Jail. Formal charges are pending, the investigation ongoing. Again, that 911 call from 1070 Granite Road, north of Marysville, at around 2:30 a.m. Thursday. The victim, 57-year-old Jennifer Brown, Gerald L. Brown, was arrested for first-degree murder. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, deputies stopped a vehicle driven by Ryan J. Heniaki, age 38, of Frankfort, for alleged registration violation on U.S. Highway 75. During the stop, officials said a canine signaled there may have been illegal drugs inside the car. As a result, officials indicated that Heniaki was arrested and booked into the Jackson County Jail on possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Wymore Community will host their annual holiday treasure hunt Friday. Pick up treasure hunt tickets, business maps, and purchase raffle tickets from 8-3:30 downtown. A community coffee is planned 10 to 11 a.m. The post-prom soup supper runs 5 until 7 at the community center. Whistle will sound at 5, signaling Christmas lighting. Then find your ticket on business windows in Wymore and Blue Springs and bring it back to the Welsh Center in Wymore to claim your prize. Santa's to arrive at the Welsh Garden in Wymore Friday at 5:15, with Santa's drawing for unclaimed prizes back at the community center at 7 for those who must be present to win. Annual Odell Christmas Craft Fair is Saturday, November 26th, 9 until 3 at multiple locations throughout the community. Lunch and concessions are available. $1 per person donation benefits youth programs in the Odell community. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is hosting Small Business Saturday, November 26th. Pick up swag bags beginning at 9 a.m. in front of United Bank and Trust with coupons and offers from participating merchants. Chamber bucks will be included in random bags. Bring purchase receipts back for drawings each half hour through noon. Residents are reminded to shop local and shop small. Barnes' annual lighted horse-drawn parade is Saturday evening at 7 with a whole hog barbecue at the firehouse serving 5 until 6:30, and downtown businesses will be open late. Parade entries are welcome, lining up near the ball field in Barnes beginning at 5 Saturday. For details, contact Deb Cruzy at 785-763-4310. Kansas DOT is partnering with the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to raise awareness of its Click It or Ticket campaign during this Thanksgiving weekend. Law enforcement agencies will have an increased presence on roadways to check for speeders, seatbelt use, and suspicion of impaired driving. Click it or ticket surveillance period will be in effect through Monday. Lawrence A. Herz, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, December 2nd at 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Thursday, December 1st, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will receive visitors 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Hers.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying warmer throughout these next couple of days before starting to cool down on Sunday. A small low pressure system will move through over Saturday night, bringing a slight chance for some rain showers. For today's forecast, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, staying clear and very mild overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, and a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Slightly cooler on Sunday, sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s. And warming up slightly throughout Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Temperatures start to shift over Monday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 50, record high on this date 79. The average low 28 and the record low 7 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:22. Sunset this evening at 5:07.
Thanksgiving weekend is all about traditions, some loved and others just unavoidable. More in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 25th, the 329th day of the year. Baseball legend Joe DiMaggio was born on this day, and moviegoers lined up to see three men and a baby in 1987. Many of us will join the bustling crowds for one of the biggest shopping days of the year. Turkey sandwiches will be on the menu for a good many of us, and football still dominates the television schedule. Here's another tradition that isn't likely to disappear for the foreseeable future. Plumbers are experiencing their busiest work day of the year. Overworked garbage disposals make today one of the busiest for emergency calls. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter anytime. Just visit almanac.com.
Shop local this holiday season with Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Their famous Hallmark holiday ornaments and cards are in stock. Pick up holiday stocking stuffers with $1 and $5 tables. For every bargain hunter, there is a bargain. 40% off special holiday pieces while they last, and last year's ornaments are now 75% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Ring in the holidays with Reflections.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior SeniorCare.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is a big weekend for football across the state of Kansas, starting off with your Kansas City Chiefs as they're coming off a nail-biting victory in the last minute against the Chargers last week, 32-27. That was an evening game for the Chiefs, where they're now set for their afternoon kickoff on Sunday this week against the L.A. Rams at 3:25. The Chiefs continue to stand tall with Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce as they are sitting atop the AFC West right now, 8-2 for their overall record. The Rams are at the bottom of the NFC West with a 3-7 record overall. In college football, it's also the game that many in Kansas look forward to every single year with the Sunflower Showdown. Is the number 15 Kansas State Wildcats are at home taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. That kickoff is on Saturday at 7 p.m. Kansas State is going into the competition at 6-2 in conference play with 8-3 for the overall record and number 2 in the Big 12 conference. And after a strong start to the Jayhawks season early on, they have slipped in the Big 12 overall, sitting 3-5 in conference play.
This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're having our Gold Buckle Female Classic sale on Saturday. The 26th, we'll start that sale at 11 o'clock in the morning. Some of our featured consignments for the sale will be a dispersal of 350 head of Red Angus and Red Angus Charley Cross cows that will start calving around March the 1st. Then we're also going to have a dispersal of 33-year-old Black Angus McCurry sired cows. And you can also see on our website where we're going to have a lot of good fall pairs and bred heifers and even some replacement females, replacement heifers that are going to be up for auction this week. www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us about any of the cows selling this weekend, give us a call at 316-320-3212.
It was a big week for college basketball across the state of Kansas for both the Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats. Starting off with your number 3 Jayhawks, as they finished up a day game on Wednesday, taking on Carolina State. They pulled ahead 80-74 as they went into the half at 39-31, slightly in the lead, and was able to maintain throughout the game, putting themselves 5-0 for the season so far, and sitting number 3 in the national AP polls. That game was on the road for the Jayhawks. They tip off on Monday evening at 7 p.m. against Texas Southern. In Kansas State Wildcat basketball, they finish off their series at the Cayman Island Classic as they ran through 3 separate games against Rhode Island, winning 77-57, Nevada, and against LSU. They now have a full week off as they tip off again on Wednesday next week with an early evening game at 5:30 against Butler. Finally, in Wichita State basketball, the Shockers fell to San Francisco on Tuesday, 67-63. Their next tip-off is on Saturday, coming up against Tarleton State at 3 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
State championship football action Saturday. 8-man play at Newton has Axtell defending their title versus Thunder Ridge. Kick at 11 a.m. live on FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile app. In Division 1, Little River faces Leota, Wichita County. Class 1A at Fort Hays, St. Mary's battles Inman. Class 2A at Salina, Nemahal Central faces Kingman. 3A in Hutchinson, it's Holton versus Andale. And in 4A at Topeka, Wamego battles Shawnee Mission Bishop Meege.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-S-U Wildcats!
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house, touchdown Kansas State!
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats take on the Kansas Jayhawks in the Sunflower Showdown in Manhattan. Our coverage begins at 5 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Kansas State Wildcat football on Classic Country KNDY Marysville.
Stand up and cheer.
He's going to keep. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail. KU.
And Kansas will win!
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head to Manhattan to the Sunflower Showdown in the season finale. Pre-game begins at 5:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, and you're listening to Jayhawk football on today's country, 95.5 KNDY-FM, Marysville.
Walk off some of those holiday calories and gather ideas for next year's garden with a hike through your neighborhood, botanical garden, or arboretum. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Look for plants that provide color, shape, or form in the landscape. Exfoliating bark on river birch, heptacodium, oak leaf, and climbing hydrangeas stand out once the leaves disappear for winter. Late fall bloomers like witch hazel add unexpected color and fragrance to the shrub border. Make note of trees and shrubs with colorful fruit you and the birds can enjoy now and throughout the winter. Viburnums, winterberry, and chokeberry are a few shrubs to consider, while crabapples, hawthorns, and Kentucky coffee tree have fruit that persist into and through the winter. A weeping katsura, spreading redbud, or narrow upright green arrow camassiparis add interesting form to the winter landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Today we associate the Pilgrims with the town of Plymouth, Massachusetts. However, the landing spot was a bit accidental. The story of that famous voyage, a voyage for which they gave thanks, is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Late in 1620, 102 pilgrims, as we know them, made a 66-day voyage across the Atlantic on the Mayflower. Whit Perry knows much about that journey.
What they would have eaten would have been pickled foods, dried foods, beans and peas, salted meats. They would have had what's called ship's biscuit, which is simply flour and water baked really low temperature, can last over a year in one of the barrels.
Their charter said they were to go to New York. Conditions altered that plan.
The captain of the vessel is thinking, I got to get these people off the ship before I start having people starving. We got to get things going, and I got to get back to England.
The captain did attempt to go down the coast toward the intended landing spot, but poor weather and treacherous shoals sent the Mayflower to a landing spot at today's Plymouth, Massachusetts. Captain Christopher Jones didn't just dump the pilgrims out and leave, though.
He was very patient. They had to anchor quite far out, and they kept using the ship to live on while they every day rowed in their shallop and ship's boat to build homes on land.
The Mayflower did remain offshore for about 4 months. Today, you can come to Plymouth, Massachusetts and see a full-size replica, the Mayflower II.
The brightly colored ship resembles, as best as known, the original.
The reason that some of the merchant ships were decorated with different colors and things up high, what we call the bright work, was so that they were easily identifiable by other merchant captains from far away. So they wouldn't normally have the name of the vessel on them because a lot of the sailors couldn't read.
Mayflower 2 and nearby Plymouth Plantation help retell the story of the early settlers yet today. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.
The colder months are a great time to tinker with indoor hobbies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you like fiddling with the machines of yesteryear, try restoring a small antique engine as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Every year at the Iowa State Fair, I hear chugs, sputters, and pops coming from the far side of the fairgrounds. It's from a display of working antique small engines that made life a little easier on the farm a century ago. Engine enthusiasts all over the country lovingly bring these old iron pieces back to life. These folks restore the engines to their previous glory and make sure they're around for future generations. George Archer is one of those people. He restores engines called Hit and Miss.
Well, they're old farm engines that the farmers used to pump their water. That was before electricity. And they had to grind the feed for the chickens and all the odd little chores and saw the wood. And so you got your engine to help you.
These engines were reliable and would run on just a small amount of gas. They were quite popular early on in the 20th century. But Archer says the older they are, the tougher it is to find parts.
Most of the stuff you got to manufacture. You can't go to the store and buy nothing. We do have people that's making gas tanks and things like that. But the rest of it, you just got to have a machine shop make them.
Some people like to spiff up the engine with new paint, while others like to maintain character by preserving what remains of the original finish. There are plenty of websites dedicated to the hobby of restoring small engines, as well as swap meets for buying and selling parts. Archer says you can buy some old engines for $50, and yet he had a friend that sold one for $50,000. So what do you do with an engine once it's restored? Grind corn for the birds, hook it up to a churn and make some homemade ice cream, or just enjoy taking it to shows and meeting others with the same interest. Learn more about restoring small antique engines at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh.
my fondest memories from childhood was riding to church with my grandma in our old green Buick. I still remember the distinctive smell of her car. She worked at a laundromat, so it was a mix of dry cleaning and hand cream. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Before we got out of the car, she'd open her coin purse and give me a dime to put in the Sunday school offering. I can still remember the clink of that coin in the offering plate. To this day, those memories come flooding back when I think about how I learned to give growing up. How about you? What are your earliest giving memories? You may be continuing the traditions of your family, or maybe you've changed them along the way. No matter how much or where you give, the important thing is your consistent habit of giving. My grandma taught me that giving consistently is an important habit, and I've carried that with me throughout my life. And I think it'll help you on your Wise with Money journey, too.
Join the Small Business Celebration Saturday, November 26th in downtown Marysville. The first 500 people will receive a goodie bag with special sales, giveaways, and $500 in chamber bucks inside. Enter your shopping receipts that day for prize drawing. Meet the Grinch, the Black Squirrel, and join the fun with Small Business Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m., hosted by Marysville Chamber and Main Street.
RX Drug, the Garden of Eden, and the Main Dish would like to thank everyone for shopping local this Small Business Saturday.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service, plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
Help a gnome find a home this Small Business Saturday at the Garden of Eden, downtown Marysville. With refreshments all day and deals throughout the store, see what you can add to your home or garden. Don't just make one stop, make many, as the deals will be changing all Saturday long. That's the Garden of Eden, downtown Marysville, where their flowers have superpowers.
Need food fast but don't want fast food? Then stop at the Main Dish Take and Bake Meals on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville. They have meals for just a couple or a crowd and inspired by cuisines from all over the world, like lasagna, Hungarian chicken, and enchiladas. You can pick up baked goods and breakfast as well. All meals are prepared fresh on site and frozen for your convenience. Stop by the Main Dish today to stock up your freezer with delicious, wholesome meals for now and later.
An invitation to shop local from RX Drug, Garden of Eden, and the Main Dish.
An Idaho farmer inspires others with his off-farm income podcast today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your soy checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Matt Breckwald was a police officer in Boise, Idaho, when he and his family made a rather dramatic life change.
We had been looking for several years for our own piece of property so we could have our own cattle. That had always been a goal of ours. And in 2011, right at the bottom of the real estate crash here in the Treasure Valley of Idaho, we were able to find a 25-acre piece of property with a house on it. That's about all it was. And we bought it, and we've been building that up and developing that ever since.
Breckwald says the move was life-changing in a good way. He figured out ways to replace his law enforcement income with on-farm and off-farm activities. One of those is the Off-Farm Income Podcast Breckwald began doing 8 years ago.
The message I always want to leave people with is that It can be done. Don't give up. Don't listen to the negative people. And don't listen to the naysayers that say that you just can't do it anymore. There is a way. There is a route. And keep pushing at that door. Eventually, you'll get a crack in that, and you'll be able to stick your hand through and get it opened up.
Breckwald does 6 podcasts a week covering things like FFA, his own farming experiences, and rural crime prevention. There's a link to his website on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. A part of the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend, of course, is travel. It's one of the most traveled weekends of the entire year, matter of fact. So what does the weather hold for this region and the rest of the country? Here's Rod Bain and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Minus a couple of exceptions, the weather approaching the Thanksgiving holiday has been
remarkably quiet, albeit very cold, nearly coast to coast.
Yet USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says
we expect to see a significant storm system begin to develop across the south central United States. So if you're heading to or living in Texas, Oklahoma, and extending eastward across the southeast, look for some fairly dramatic changes coming starting Thanksgiving Day.
Possibly meeting heavy wet snow in Texas and Oklahoma. Post-Thanksgiving travel weather includes soaking rain from the southeastern plains to the Appalachians, extended as far north as the Ohio Valley. However,
for a lot of the other areas of the country, it will remain pretty quiet. And I can assure you, it looks like good weather from Thanksgiving on through the weekend and just about everywhere from California to the northwestern half of the plains and into the upper Midwest.
This coming after what we experienced last week. Here's Brad Rippey.
Last weekend, we saw epic snowfall downwind to the Great Lakes, especially east of Lakes Erie in Ontario. And that included some snowfall totals of 2 to 6 feet last weekend in the Buffalo area. But again, for the most part, we have seen wall-to-wall sunshine, but cold conditions all the way from the Pacific coast to the Great Plains, the Midwest, and on to the East Coast.
And that's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate that. Have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Get ready for winter by inspecting your manure storage and pumping equipment. You really don't want those pipes to break. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/ideaentry. That's agriculture.com/ideaentry.
Severe cold and heavy snowfall can wreak havoc on a farm's manure storage structures and pumping equipment. Spills may be caused by pipes that burst or rupture or have leaking joints. Erica Rogers is an environmental extension specialist at Michigan State University. She says now is the time to inspect equipment and make repairs to lessen the risk of any spills or leaks before winter weather really sets in.
Looking for cracks is definitely a big thing at that point because it compromises the storage, it compromises the equipment that you're using, and the potential that you're going to have a leak or, you know, something along those lines happening is a lot greater. So, you know, if you have a lot of rusting on the equipment, just kind of monitoring those areas to make sure that they're still stable.
She also recommends checking to be sure there is adequate freeboard in liquid or slurry storage structures.
It's not necessarily an equipment check, but it helps save your equipment from a standpoint that if there is a possibility and the conditions are right and you have a good field, if you can get some of that manure out before hitting some of those really cold winter temperatures, if possible, that will really help take a lot of pressure and stress and strain off of the equipment that you're using.
How often should you check your system? It depends on many factors, such as farm size, the complexity of the manure storage, and the weather. Develop a checklist of things to inspect, including dates and times of inspection, and have an emergency plan in case of an overflow, breach, or leak. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about monitoring winter manure storage at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Ake along with you on this Friday after Thanksgiving. And, you know, Brett, the markets showed that it was a holiday session, but we were lower and lower, weren't we?
Yeah, the volume pretty darn low today, so not a lot going on. December live cattle down 27 at 153.07. February down 30 at 155.12. January feeders down 95 at 178.30. March down 80 cents at 181.55. The August feeders were down 75 at 198.92. December hogs down 17 at 83.77. February down 30 at 88.50. December Kansas City wheat down 8.25 at 9.22. March down 7.75 at 9.12. December Chicago wheat down 18 cents. That's at 7.75.5. March down 16.5 at 7.97. Corn was positive. We had December up 4.75 at 6.68. March up 5 at 6.71.25. January soybeans up a quarter cent at 14.36 1/4. March up a quarter cent at 14.42 1/4. And then March oats down 5 1/4 at 3.83 3/4. March cotton down 2.40 at 80.50. January crude oil down $1.27 at 76.68. December natural gas down 30 cents at $7. December gold up 7.50 at 17.53.10. December silver up 8 cents at 21.44. Got the December dollar index unchanged at 105.96. And the December Dow Jones futures up 143 points at 34,354. And for information on these and the other markets, please call us at Schwederman Incorporated, 1-800-272-9131.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News on your side.
Don't miss the Black Friday sale and Small Business Saturday this weekend at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. With 20% off boots and apparel Friday and Saturday, 15% off wallets, purses, and other accessories, 10% off toys. Purchase $125 in Wrangler products and get a free cooler book bag. And bring the kids by Black Friday 10 till noon. Meet the Grinch and Max at Valley Vet Supply, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday 8-7, Saturday 8-6, Sunday 12:30 till 5.
Soybeans, cotton, and sorghum. Oh my. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Chris Little, K-State Professor of Plant Pathology, gives insight on seedling, root, and stem diseases of soybeans, cotton, and sorghum.
The first one that's really caused a lot of issues is soybean sudden death syndrome, which is a soil-borne disease. Pathogens that sit in the soil cause problems. The leaves will start to become yellow. They'll stay stuck to the stem. And if you pull those roots up, sometimes there's root rot. There's a connection between soybean cyst nematode and sudden death syndrome. You usually find the nematode and you find the fungus in the same field causing problems. You know, one way to think about dealing with sudden death syndrome is to test your fields. When it's dry like this, we have another disease problem that shows up, and that's charcoal rot. You'll see areas in your field when it's really hot that start to go down. And you can go out in the field and find plants that are wilting before everybody else and pull them up and see little black discoloration on the roots. We had a warm, dry summer, and I think that we're going to have some charcoal rot impacts.
Little describes diseases of sorghum and how they affect production.
Stalk rots are always something to keep an eye on. The stalk gets colonized by different fungi. Charcoal rot that we find in soybean also affects sorghum, so it can colonize the roots and the stalk. The one that really can be problematic, though, is fusarium, another fungus that's soil-borne, can get into the stalks, and in some cases cause lodging. So the fungus degrades the tissue in the base of the stalk, and that degradation leads to weakness, and that leads to stalks keeling over in the field, and that makes harvest really difficult. So if you have a stalk rot problem, that can really affect your ability to harvest that and subtract from your overall yield.
Little explains his recent work with cotton seedlings and the diseases to be on the lookout for.
So we've been looking at seedlings. We've been identifying fungal pathogens from those, you know, sequencing them and culturing them and doing all those lab things so that we know what our culprits are, what we expect to see, and can advise as far as seed treatment options, look for potential seedling disease resistance and that sort of thing. And then ultimately, we're looking also into mature plant wilt and root diseases as well. A couple to be on the lookout for are Verticillium, which is a fungus that can really affect defoliation in cotton. And another one to be on the lookout for will be the Fusarium disease. So both of these are soil-borne pathogens that we expect to see in mature cotton plants. But right now, we've really been focused more on the seedling side of things.
That's K-State Professor of Plant Pathology, Chris Little, giving insight on seedling, root, and stem diseases of soybean, cotton, and sorghum. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. We'll be right back.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.